Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics is starting netminder Kevin Carr. So Kevin, the first question I've got to ask, how's your summer going?
It's going well so far. We were talking right before this interview started, and it's a little different as far as time-wise goes. I'm trying to get myself into shape in the next little while here to get ready for the season, but it's going well so far, and just trying to enjoy my time at home with my family before we head out.
And what does a summer kind of look like for a netminder? Do you hit the ice a lot? Is it more about gym work? What's more your preference at this time of year?
Yeah, it's all of the above. It's, you know, I'm in the gym trying to get in shape as far as my strength and stamina go, and then obviously get on the ice and transfer all that hard work that I put in the gym to the ice and make sure my timing's down properly and, you know, give myself a chance to get in good position to stop puck, so.
And then you get to start stopping those pucks in August, which is when you'll be here. And when you get here, you get to see a familiar face in head coach Tim Wallace.
Yeah, I can't wait. When I played with Tim, I really enjoyed his company as a player. You know, obviously he was a very successful player when he played, and a really good person. And I was happy to hear that he got the job in Nottingham. And, you know, when he offered me the job to come play for him, I was really excited because it was something that I was looking to do, is maybe go overseas, and to have a coach that you already know what kind of a guy he is really helps, I think, in the adjustment period.
And when you were playing with him, did you ever get the sense that he would become a head coach? Did he come across as that kind of character to you?
When I was playing with him, I don't think he was looking to be a head coach, just because he still had many years left in his career. So I, at the time, never really thought that that's what he was going to do, because he went overseas and played another 3 or 4 years after I played with him. So, but, you know, since talking to him, he seems really excited to start a new chapter in his hockey career. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
And then your conversations with regards to coming to Nottingham also involved director of hockey Guy Doucette. What did he tell you about Nottingham that eventually made you want to make the decision to come here?
Everything that I've heard about Nottingham was nothing but positive, from ownership to fan base to how they run the team, and obviously in coaching staff. I know what kind of a person Tim is, and that really sold me. I mean, when you go into a situation where you hear nothing but positive things, then the only thing you can think of is positivity. And unfortunately, I've been on some teams where that hasn't been the case, and you kind of have to make the most of it. But like I said, I haven't heard anything but positive things up and down from Nottingham's system, and that's what really excited me about deciding to come.
And Nottingham's been a city and a team where the fans have always had a real affinity for their netminders and had a real connection to them. So you must be kind of looking forward to getting here and getting to play in front of the fans.
I am. I actually, as soon as it was announced online that I was going to be a part of the Panthers, I had lots of people reaching out to me on Twitter and Instagram, and you know, the consensus I got was that people really like an active goalie, someone who's active in the media and likes to talk to their fans, and obviously, you know, has to play well on the ice. But yeah, I'm excited about that too.
And then with the roster that Guy and Tim have put together so far, with the defense that's going to be in front of you, it seems like quite a mobile defense. What's the thing you're most looking forward to this season?
I'm looking forward to everything, from the hockey standpoint to the experience of being overseas, to meeting some new people. And, you know, obviously we want to win a championship, so I'm excited to be a part of that and give ourselves a chance to do as best we can. As far as the roster goes, I've seen some good signings of players that I've played against or played with. And like I said, I'm just very excited to be a part of it.
And then you may be in Toronto right now, but I'm sure Tim and Guy have already told you about the rivalry we have with our good friend Sheffield.
Yes, yeah. And also, I've had a few friends that have played for Nottingham and other teams in the league, and they say it's one of the biggest rivalries in the league. So I always love playing those games.
Well, thanks for joining us, Kevin, and we can't wait to see you in August.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Can't wait.